This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Diane Pienta, who is a creativity mentor, healer, force therapy guide, and author. A former businesswoman, she was sparked by a cancer diagnosis to transform her own life and explore alternative healing, herbalism, yoga, and meditation, which led to a new career in non-traditional ways of finding joy, inner peace, and creativity. She's the author of Be the Magic, Bite-Sized Nuggets of Wisdom to Feed Your Joy, Nourish Your Soul, and Open Your Heart. And Diane, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Great to have you out, and thanks for your time as well. So for starters, what inspired you actually to write this book, Be the Magic? And can you tell us a little bit about your personal experience and how it led you to focusing on creativity and healing?
Sure. I actually grew up in a house that had a lot of negativity in it. And, kids are smart. And as a kid, I was always trying to kind of bring some positivity into the house. And I was doing things that science are now validating is, things like dancing or moving your body or talking about things that people, my parents loved. And I found that it sometimes would work. It was often exhausting and didn't know then that, happiness is an inside job. But, when I was in my late 20s and early 30s, I suddenly found myself, even though I said I was never going to be like that, I suddenly found myself kind of doing some of those same kind of negativity patterns. And shortly after that, I had a cancer diagnosis, and it just really woke me up to this understanding that we're on this planet for such a short period of time, and it's so beautiful, and we're here to serve forward our joy and our gifts. And so I took some time, and I really was exploring different alternative modalities and what makes people happy. And along the way, I collected a lot of quotes from some wonderful people, just, when you hear exactly the wisdom that you need to hear, exactly when you need to hear it. And I was collecting those into a journal, and I really was getting the information. If this is helpful to you, Diane, it's helpful to others. And so that's my, that's my way of kind of serving my piece a little bit forward in the world. And what I found along the way is that, the world is constantly sending us magic and direction and guidance. And sometimes they're in the form of bricks over the head to lead us to what we came here to do, but we have these blinders. And so the book is about different ways that we can remove these blinders and really access the joy that's around us.
Diane, really appreciate the lead off. And once again, really appreciate your time to come on out to be with us here today. Now, you mentioned blinders. What do you mean by the blinders people wear, and how do they stop us from seeing the magic?
Yeah, we all have these habitual patterns, and most of them are unconscious. And, we also, just as humans, have this negativity bias, so that I think the science says that we think 70 or 80,000 thoughts a day, and 70 to 80% of them tend towards the negative. So, this idea of rumination about the past, about somebody did this or said that, we kind of play that story over, or we worry about what's going to happen in the future, these futures that haven't existed yet, but just worrying about worst case scenarios. So those are, I would say, some of the primary blinders, and it takes something to shift them. And, just thinking about it is interesting, but actually putting different practices into place so that we embody them actually makes the shift available. And when we do that, our minds expand and we actually get more creative impulses. We get inspiration. We get suddenly, creative solutions to problems that beforehand were, just couldn't figure out a way out. So there's a lot of ways that the blinders keep us in this narrow focus, and removing them gets us into this state of expansion and creativity.
Yeah, it certainly makes a lot of sense. And thanks for your feedback on that. Most helpful. Now, you also share vignettes in your book about times you experienced synchronicity. Can you talk more about the healing power of those experiences?
Sure. You know, so many times we experience, you know, some really cool coincidence or synchronicity, and we say, oh, isn't that cute or isn't that interesting? But when we can open to this idea that the universe is constantly sending us, you know, these nudges, this help, this direction, it's all of a sudden we become co-creators as opposed to simply, you know, life happening to us. And when we can recognize them as, you know, the miracles that they are, and maybe even start to expect them or ask for them, you know, that opens us up to a trust in the universe, that we're not just here alone. You know, so many people feel this deep sense of not belonging or disconnectedness. It's at an all-time high now of people not just, you know, just feeling alone in this world. And so it's a way to kind of access the fact that we're all interconnected. There's a trust that we're not just here alone. And so that trust, you know, when we can embody that trust, that naturally leads to healing of all sorts, you know, physical, mental, emotional, and it gives us a sense of peace. And when we're in a sense of peace, that can help us not only, you know, again, have an expanded viewpoint, but just a sense of, you know, I'm not here on this planet just alone trying to make do.
Now, Diane, let's go back to when you were writing this book. What was going on in your life specifically, and how did it influence your approach to the book?
Yeah, you know, this book really made me walk the talk. So at the time I was writing this book, I just had a lot of heartbreak and a lot of grief. And, you know, even though the book is called Be the Magic, you know, my life was not really all rainbows and unicorns at that time. I had some death, you know, that in my family, some loss of that. I left a home that I'd lived in for 30 years. My mother died. The pandemic was going on. My husband was diagnosed with cancer, you know, and it really became a question of, yes, there's all these challenges in situations to deal with. And what else is beautiful in the world? And I just want to be clear, it's not a toxic kind of positivity. You know, it's not kind of like, yes, all these things are happening, but isn't everything great? No, it's recognizing that even in the midst of really difficult or challenging times, you know, noticing that, you know, the dogwood tree is still blooming and it's really beautiful this year, or the river, you know, that I walk to is, wow, it's like really beautiful. Or gosh, look at these people doing these like super kind things. They're coming out of the woodwork for me. So it's noticing those kinds of things. And sometimes it was hard. You know, I admit that it was not always easy. But what I do find is that when I look for what's magical, it actually fills me up and it allows me to serve my gifts forward in the world. And when we do that, when I do that, I think when we all do that, we have this sense of that we're, you know, we're in flow and we're here doing what we meant to do. So that's some of what was going on in my life when I wrote the book. And it was, and, you know, I think writing this book kind of pushed my buttons in a lot of ways and made me walk the talk, made me really see the synchronicities. And in doing so, you know, was able to navigate those challenges with a lot more grace and ease.
I'd say there was a lot going on during the time of your writing the book, and really appreciate your sharing some of the details around that today. We're speaking with Diane Pienta, who is a creativity mentor, healer, forest therapy guide, and the author of Be the Magic, Bite-Sized Nuggets of Wisdom to Feed Your Joy, Nourish Your Soul, and Open Your Heart, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, our lives today are crammed with obligations and distractions around the clock. What's your advice for people who want to not just access their own magic within, but incorporate it into their everyday lives and even work days?
Yeah, that's such a good question. You know, one of the things I help people with is just to take, you know, a few small steps. A lot of times we think that we need to, you know, transform our life, the whole kit and caboodle all at once. And, it, you know, it just doesn't happen that way, as we know. And so, you know, asking yourself, what is something that would make my life 2% better, or, you know, 5% better? What are some practices that I can take? And just taking those little steps that actually will add up to the bigger steps, I think, is one of the biggest things to take away. And I also, you know, being present, we're so busy with so many different things. If people can take just a few minutes and get into nature, some quiet time, you know, we're so conditioned to reach for our devices in any spare moment that we have, or, you know, to fill it up. But if we can just take a few moments, 10, 15 minutes in quiet, in nature, ideally, but it doesn't have to be pristine nature. It could be next to a tree if you live in a city, or just listening to the birds for a few minutes. You know, can help us reset and again reshape our thinking, so that when we do go back to the busyness, we're not so frenetic in that. And another thing I like to do is to suggest what I call transition time. And we have hundreds of transitions through the day, how we go from work to home, to an appointment, to picking up the kids, all of that stuff. But if we can just take 2 or 3 minutes, and it seems impossible when we're so busy, but if we can take 2 or 3 minutes in between all of those activities, the space actually kind of opens up. We can breathe a little bit. And again, when we get back into the busyness of our life, we're actually incorporating it in, as opposed to saying, okay, this is my, you know, half hour of meditation time or whatever it is that you do, and then the rest of my time is busy. You're actually weaving it in so that it all becomes part of it. And you know, even being grateful for the busyness of your life, you know, all those things that are filling your life. You know, look and see what can be appreciated about each of those as you're doing them.
Yeah, being grateful, it certainly is an important factor for sure. Now, sometimes getting started is the hardest part of any journey, especially when there's unknowing involved. What's your advice for people who want to embark on a path of healing, finding joy, magic, and creativity?
Yeah, I would say, you know, take a few steps, even if you think you don't have, if you don't have time. Just take a few steps towards whatever it is that you want to do. You know, sometimes people don't know. Sometimes we don't know what we actually want to do. And I would say just, you know, take one step towards something that interests you. And another thing to think about is to think about what we did as kids. What did you do as a kid? What did you naturally do? What did you love to do? Because as kids, we don't have all the filters on. And so when we can look and see, what is it that I naturally did? For me, I used to write people letters all the time, you know, and I didn't write for many years. But when I got back to it, I thought, oh, I love this. I love the act of writing. I danced a lot. You know, I didn't dance for many years as an adult. I was so busy. But when I realized, gosh, that was, you know, that was what my soul really wanted to do. So those little things. And so identify what it is that really brings you some joy. And then getting started, right, is just, it could simply be setting aside, if you love to write, but you think, oh, I don't have time, setting aside 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be hours. It could just be 10 minutes that I'm going to write, you know, I'm going to write 10 minutes. And create a habit, you know, if you can commit to that for 20 days or 30 days, that's enough to start a habit. But make sure you're doing what you love in the first place, so that it actually becomes exciting. And then, you know, put your foot in the water and dive in. And it's also really helpful to have community around this. You know, we just don't thrive when we're alone and individually. So if you have a friend who's also kind of on this path, or there's so many community meetup groups, or if you've got a coach who can help you, there's, you know, being in community really can help us to kind of jumpstart what we want to do.
Now, Diane, as we conclude, how has writing this book actually changed your life, and how can it change readers' lives as well?
Well, yeah, it's funny. It's again, it's made me walk the talk. And in writing the book, I really get how magnificent the world is, and how often we're guided towards what brings us joy. And so when we can look for that, and when we can be that, it actually allows it has allowed me to see that more and to see it in myself, right? So it's not only just seeing what's out there, but seeing my own gifts and saying, okay, how do I pay this forward in the world in a way that delights me? And it's of use to others and of service to others. Because I think that's what we've come here to do and that we love to do. And so my intention and my hope is that for people who are reading the book, that they'll be able to access their joy a little bit more. And, you know, the happiest people are the people who are leading lives that are full of meaning and purpose, where we're doing what we feel like we came here to do, or in some flow. And so my sincere hope is that it will help people and guide them along that path if they're not already on it. And to, that's my hope.
Well, Diane, once again, we want to thank you for your time spent with us here today on eHealth Radio. And of course, you are the author of Be the Magic, Bite-Sized Nuggets of Wisdom to Feed Your Joy, Nourish Your Soul, and Open Your Heart. Where can listeners find the book, pick up the book, and also get more information on yourself?
Sure. Folks can go to my website, which is DianePienta, DianePienta.com. And the books are for sale. There's there through links. They're on the typical Amazon and those channels. And I love independent bookstores. So you can always go to your independent bookstore and ask them to order you a copy if they don't already have it in there. And you can also find me on Instagram. I'm Diane Pienta Magic.
And of course, we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Diane, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
Thank you so much, Eric, and thank you for what you're doing in the world.
And certainly appreciate those kind words. We've been speaking with Diane Pienta, who is a creativity mentor, healer, forest therapy guide, and the author of Be the Magic, Bite-Sized Nuggets of Wisdom to Feed Your Joy, Nourish Your Soul, and Open Your Heart. And for all the details, visit DianePienta.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.